Now we begin the 98th Anucheed, which has 15 paragraphs. It fills up the next file. Okay. It has been proven that the Supreme Lord has his own spiritual energy, that he's not formless. His spiritual energy is not illusion, it's real. Now something more about the relationship between him and his energy is discussed in this Anucheed. Ataikameva swarupam shakti twena shakti matvena cha virajatiti. Next, we consider that the same single entity appears as both energy and the possessor of energy. Iti yasya shakti, the same single entity appears as both the energy and the possessor of the energy. It's one. One absolute truth. The energy and the possessor of the energy are not completely different. They make up one single entity. Iti yasya shaktih swarupa bhutatvam nirupitam tat shakti mata pradanyena virajamanam bhagavat sangyam apnoti tatcha vyakyatam. That Supreme, by the name Bhagawan, exhibiting primarily its aspect as the possessor of energy, whose energy has been explained above as belonging to its inner self, let's make it his inner self, he's already been described. Okay. So that's looking at the Supreme, looking mostly at him as the possessor of energy. But he's also the energy. Tadevam cha shaktitva pradanyena virajamanam lakshmi sangyam apnoti. Similarly, when the Supreme exhibits primarily its aspect of energy, it receives the name Lakshmi. The absolute truth is called Lakshmi when you're looking at it as the energy. Iti darshayatum tasya swavriti bedin anantaya kiyanto beda darshyante yata. To demonstrate this, several of the divisions are shown of her, she whose innate variety of functions is infinite. To demonstrate this, several of the divisions are shown of her whose infinite variety of functions, whose innate variety of functions is infinite. Shriya, Pushtya, Gira, Kantya, Kirtya, Tushye, Layor, Jaya, Vidyaya, Vidyaya, Shaktya, Mayaya, Chanishevitam. He was served by his Shakti and his Maya, both, that means the material, spiritual and material energies, both in the forms of Shri, Pushti, Gir, Kanti, Tushti, Ila, Urja, Vidya, and Avidya. Okay, commentary. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special contribution to spiritual philosophy is the concept of achintya bheda abheda, the simultaneous difference and non-difference, inconceivable to material logic, of the Supreme Truth and His energies. In a very real ultimate sense, the Supreme and His energies are not separate beings. How otherwise could He be identified in the Upanishads as one without a second? But from the other side of Bheda Bheda, the same one Supreme has two aspects in His personality, namely Shaktiman and Shakti, the possessor of energies and His energies, the controller and the controlled, the enjoyer and the enjoyed. These two act each in their own way, in their relationship of mutual devotion, as the object or Vishaya and the subject or Ashraya of love. When a limited realization ignoring this higher reality of bhakti reduces the Supreme and all His expansions to a merged oneness, there remains no scope for experiencing variety and enjoyment. Okay, any comments? Yes.
Within the translation, I didn't understand the lines, second line, that Supreme by the name Bhagavan, exhibiting primarily its aspect as the possessor of energy. And then what is that understanding of whose energy has been explained above as belonging to its inner self? What is inner self? I didn't understand that statement.
Because a large part of the whole Sandarbha, second Sandarbha, has been dedicated to that, to showing that the Bhagavan has energy that belongs to his inner self. It's his internal energy, his spiritual energy. It's not something separate from him, nor is it something illusory. It's real and it's part of him. That is a major theme of the whole Sandarbha. So it's just reminding us that we've established that. We're talking about Bhagavan, looking at him as the possessor of energy. We could also look on the other side and look at the energy aspect. So we're just being reminded that in energy, it's real and it belongs to his very self.
Okay.
Anything
and,
else?
And,
yes.
Prabhuji, I don't understand the English syntax very well, but the second line of the translation, the second line from the end, he was served by his Shakti and his Maya. I think it would be better if you write after each one in the forms of, because if you write both, it means that both are merged in the forms of, but if you write each one, then
no, well, I don't Maya say, is in I can the form. Just say, I can say each. I don't want to say both words, just each. Each in the forms. You don't have to say two words. One word each is enough. Each in the forms of, and I already changed it. It's forever changed. Okay. Yes.
The commentary, the last line, when a limited realization ignoring this higher reality of bhakti,
yes,
reduces the Supreme and all its expansion to merged oneness.
Yes.
So is that means it's speaking about impersonalism?
Yes, that is impersonalism. Or that's impersonal Brahman realization.
Uh-huh.
Impersonal Brahman realization doesn't pay any attention to the real personal life of the Supreme, the life of devotion. Okay. There's no room for it in impersonal Brahman realization.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yes.
So one question about Shaktiman and Shakti.
Yes.
It was said that they are two aspects of his personality. Are they equal or Shakti is always subordinate?
Shakti, by definition, is subordinate.
But does it mean that he is like some vitya is there, some duality is there, but because does it mean that if Shakti is inferior to the Shaktiman?
Well, she's constitutionally inferior, but there's the fact that devotional service, when it reaches the level of prema, it does bring the Supreme Lord under control. Shri Krishna, Karshani, Chasa. So there is a reversal of roles of a kind when bhakti is elevated to the level of prema.
Can we say that actually Radha Krishna, they are on the equal position, no one is superior?
Well, this is a matter of gender politics that I don't think can be settled. There's the female protagonists of the female part, counterpart, have their opinion, and Krishna's friends have their opinion, and they'll probably never come to an agreement about it, who's really superior. You know, in the spiritual world, there's disagreement about this. Who's really superior?
Can we take it like in this world, in this way, so that, for example, when we have two friends, so that we could have this real friendship relationships, some of them has to become a little bit inferior for some time, and then they can reverse these roles, so that they could
initiate. Well, it's not that the male becomes female, and it's not a reversal of polarity, that the genders change. Actually, the Supreme Purusha is supreme. His energy is subordinate to him. That's the fact. The experience of bhava, of ecstasy, may be contrary to that. But the scientific fact is that Purusha is supreme, and his energy is subordinate to him. Not that we're going to try to eliminate all gender differences in the spiritual world and consider the male and female to be interchangeable. They're not.
Yes. The commentary, the third line, in a very real ultimate sense, the Supreme and His energies are not separate beings.
Yes.
So what is that refers to? Which sense? That is the sense of Abheda sense? Like what how it is? In the very
real sense?
What is that sense, ultimate sense?
Ultimate because it's not just contingent or relative or metaphorical. It's absolutely true that the Supreme and His energies are one. They're not separate beings. Shakti Matur Abheda, according to the Vedanta Sutra. The Shakti and the Shaktiman are non-different. And they're not just seem to be non-different, we think of them as non-different. No, they're not different. They're really not different. Because Shakti in general, even ordinary entity with its Shakti, you know, a rubber ball and its elasticity, it's the Shakti of the rubber ball. But the elasticity of the rubber ball doesn't exist apart from the rubber ball. It's the elasticity of the rubber ball. It's not some abstract elasticity that has its own place to live. It only exists in the rubber ball. And also, the rubber ball, by nature, is elastic. You can, put the rubber ball on the North Pole where it's so cold that its elasticity is not manifest. But the elasticity is still there. It's just dormant when it's very cold. It becomes brittle or hard. But that's just a transformed condition. It actually is naturally elastic. So you never have the ball without elasticity, even if the elasticity is dormant. Or you never have a living entity without consciousness. And you never have consciousness without a living entity. You can't just have a consciousness by itself without a living entity having that consciousness. So the energy and the energetic, even in other situations, not just the Supreme Lord, but everything and its energy, by nature, the relationship between any energy and what possesses it is a relationship of non-difference.
Non-difference in the sense they're always there together, that's me.
One is, well, they're they're like a single package. You have a milkshake, the sweetness of the milkshake is not different than the milkshake. You may have some other sweetness somewhere else. You may have a sweet lollipop, but that's a different sweetness. The sweetness of the milkshake is not different from the milkshake.
Okay. Okay.
Remove the sweetness, it's not a milkshake anymore.
Okay. And the second is from the viewpoint of, but from the other side of the Veda,
well, the other side is the Veda side.
Yeah.
That there are two separate aspects, Shakti and Shaktiman. We're splitting them up, we're looking at them separately. So, then we see two entities, the enjoyed and the enjoyer. That is now looking at the Veda, the difference. They're mysteriously different and non-different.
So when they are different, we always say that the possessor of energy is superior, isn't it? At least
when
you are looking at the different point of view, we can...
Yeah, because the Shaktiman is the controller.
Okay.
The Shakti is controlled by basically that's the situation.
But if you go in the higher rasas, then it may change also.
Well, the rasa can go against the, the experience of the rasa is contrary to the reality. But the reality is still there. Krishna is still the Absolute Supreme.
Okay.
Even when he lets himself be controlled by his devotees.
Okay.
It's not that they become God and he gets demoted to a finite living entity. He's still God, no matter what anybody thinks or does.
Okay.
And what he allows to happen to him. He allows his mother to tie him up with ropes, but he doesn't have to. He does it because he wants to. He's still in control.
Okay.
Yes. It's not like some demon could learn the same trick, how to tie him up in ropes. He'll study the 9th chapter of the 10th canto, find out how to tie up Krishna, and the demon will capture Krishna. Can't do it. Yes.
Babuji, this Shakti Shakti Matora Bheda, I looked in Vedanta Sutra, it's not there. Someone told me it's in
it's
the
there.
Sarva Sangvadini.
You sure?
So, yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm going to search for it. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just curious to know, because it's an important quote, just curious to know exactly where it's from.
It's not from Vedanta Sutra?
I looked it up.
Okay, at least I didn't say that here.
But someone told me it's from Sarvasangvadini, so I just wanted to double check. Because you translated Sarvasangvadini, I'm just, you saw it there.
Sarvasangvadini will quote it, but that's not, it's, I'm sure in Sarvasangvadini, it's a quote. I'll look it up as a quote also. First of all, let me search right here. Let me see if it shows up. Searching file contents. Now I'm going to also look in the Sarvasambhavi index for the Siddharthas. It doesn't. Sarvasambhavi is not indexed. Okay. It probably is there somewhere in the Sarvasambhavi. But Sarvasambhavi is full of hundreds and thousands of quotes. So Sarvasambhavi is probably quoting it from wherever it comes. It could also be from the Vedanta Sutra. Let me see if it showed up here. I'm searching Vedanta Sutra right now, and so far it doesn't show up. Hold on. Sometimes something's quoted that's from the middle of a sutra. It doesn't show up in an index because it's not the beginning of the sutra sometimes. Just give me 3 or 4 seconds here. The search is almost finished. It doesn't show up. Interesting. Can I try one more thing? Let me see if it shows up in the index I have for the whole Sandarbhas. Sandarbhas. Oh, I can't find the... Okay. Sandarbhas
in this.
Bhakti-matto. Well, it's not quoted in Sandarbhas. It may be in the Sarvas and Vadvi, but not in the regular text of Sandarbhas. Okay. Curious. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. So, could you make a note of this? About Shakti, Shakti, Mathura, Beda, that we don't know that it doesn't seem to be in the Vedanta Sutra? Okay. We're going to move on to the next paragraph. Now, we had this verse that the Shakti and the Maya both appear in these how many forms? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 forms under 10 names. Both the material and spiritual energy appear in those 10 forms. Now, Jiva Goswami will analyze that verse. Shaktir Maha Lakshmi Rupa Swarupa Bhuta. So the verse talks about both Shakti and Maya. So Shakti is his internal energy in the form of Mahalakshmi. Shakti Shabdasya Pratama Pavrityashraya Rupa Bhagavad Antaranga Maha Shaktihi. The word Shakti refers first of all to the supreme internal energy of the personality of Godhead. Okay, people may say, well, but Shakti is the name of Durga. That's a secondary usage. Jiva Goswami says here, the first meaning of the word is the internal energy of the Lord, Shakti. Maya cha bahir anga shakti. And Maya is the external energy. Now, what about these 10 forms? Okay. Shri Adayas tu tayur eva vritti rupa. Therefore, in the words beginning Shriya, Shri and the others are functions of the two of them. Of material and spiritual energies. Shri and so on are functions, vritti rupa, of these two, since all are heard of, described in scripture, in both material and spiritual varieties. Tasam sarva samapi, prakrita aprakrita tata bedena shriyamanatvat. Functions. Energy does things. That's what energy is, capacity to do work. I didn't learn in physics. Energy is the capacity to do something. So energies do things. So there are different functions of energies. Energies do different things. So you can distinguish different, you can name different aspects of the energy according to different things being done. And in the spiritual world, the energies actually appear in different personal forms to correspond with these functions. The energy expands itself into separate bodies, into separate sub-personalities. A jiva soul can't do that. A jiva can't split itself into 10 parts. But Shakti Tattva can. Vishnu Tattva can. He can expand himself into countless same forms. And the Shakti can also do that, expand herself correspondingly. For every expansion of Vishnu, there's a corresponding expansion of Lakshmi. They can divide themselves up into any number of parts, each manifesting different aspects of their personality and different functions that they do. Okay. Tata shriyet yadau shakti vritti rupaya maya vritti rupaya cheti sarva dragyayam. So, therefore, in the words beginning shriya, which is just a list of 10 names in the verse, as a function of his Shakti and as a function of his Maya, are both to be understood as applying to all the names. In other words, there are 10 Shaktis listed, 10 names listed, we understand that both of them appear in both forms. But, you know, each one of them appears as a function of his internal energy and also as a function of his material energy. Tatra purvasya bedaha. Specifically, Shri as a variety of his first category. That means, now we'll look at these ten sub-energies as aspects of the first of the spiritual energy. So Shri as a variety of the first category is the personality of Godhead's own opulence, Shrir Bhagavati Sampat. It's the personality of Godhead's own opulence. That's Shri. Imam evadikritya. No, I'm sorry. Natu iyam maha lakshmi rupa tasya mula shakti twat. And that Shri here is not the form of Mahalakshmi, since Shri is the original energy who is Mahalakshmi's source. I think I have it back. I have it backwards. No, Mahalakshmi is the original energy, not Shri. Shri is the expansion. I have it wrong. Let me read it correctly now. The Shri that's mentioned in this verse is the Lord's own opulence. It's not Mahalakshmi herself, because Mahalakshmi is the original energy. Okay? And then Shri is just an expansion of Mahalakshmi. According to this list, you know, Mahalakshmi appears, the spiritual energy appears in the form the Lord's spiritual energy, who we call Mahalakshmi, appears in 10 forms. The first one is Shri. Shri means the Lord's own opulence. Tatra purvasya, I'm sorry, tadagre vivaraniyam. This will be explained later on. Uttarasya beda, and as a variety of the other category, in other words, as a variety of the material energy, Shrir Jagati Sampat. Shri, as a variety of the material category, Shri is the opulence of the material world. Imam ev adikritya, there's the statement, swa eva dishnye bivratasya kimtaya iti. Also, nashrir viraktam abimam jahati ityadi vakyam. There are the statements in reference to that second Shri, the material Shri. There's one statement, since he is enjoying in his own abode, what business does he have with her? And another statement, Shri does not abandon me even though I am indifferent to her. So when Vishnu says that, he's talking about the material Shri. He doesn't abandon the spiritual Shri. Yata uktam chaturta sheshe Shri Naradena. And as Narada says at the end of the fourth canto, he says, Narada, Shriyam anucharatim tadartinascha dvipadapatin vibhutamscha yakswapurna nabhajati nijabritya vargatantraha katamamum utsrijet kuman rasabhyaha. Although the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is self-sufficient, he becomes dependent on his devotees. He does not care for the goddess of fortune, nor for the kings and the demigods who are after the favors of the goddess of fortune. Where is that person who is actually grateful and will not worship the personality of Godhead? That doesn't mean that Shri is worse than all the other devotees. Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, is actually worse than all the other devotees, and Krishna is not interested in her. No, this is referring to the material Shri. The material goddess of fortune is neglected by the Lord. So we want to promote, you know, the gopis, but we shouldn't insult Mahalakshmi, saying, taking it too literally, that the Supreme Lord is neglects her. He neglects his material energy. Tatra tad arti dvipada patyadi sahabhava upajivya. This is corroborated by the fact that this Shri, that means the second Shri, the material one, is being mentioned alongside the lords of the two-legged creatures and others who are her supplicants. In this verse by Narada, he's talking about mundane creatures, mundane people, ordinary people worshipping her. So that's material Lakshmi. Commentary. The original Lakshmi, who is the consort of Lord Narayan, shares none of the imperfections of her material reflection, Mahalakshmi. I see. Mahalakshmi is the material one. I know that's right, because in the translation, in the verse, Mahalakshmi Rupa, Mahalakshmi seems to be the Mula Shakti, according to the translation, according to the text. So we had in the verse, in the text, we had Shri as a variety of the first category is the Supreme Lord's own opulence, not the form of Mahalakshmi. Since Mahalakshmi is the, I have here now, Mahalakshmi is the original energy. But I'm saying in the commentary that Mahalakshmi is the material energy. The material Lakshmi, it's called Mahalakshmi. Is Mahalakshmi material or spiritual? I think that's going to be clarified in the next paragraph when there's more further reference. It says the Shri, who is actually the Lord's spiritual opulence, is not the form of Mahalakshmi. Because she, see the pronoun here, and it's ambiguous which one of the two the Tasya is referring to. She is the Mula Shakti. Who? The Shri? Or the Mahalakshmi, which one's the Mula Shakti? Yes?
Please help me. Can we take it like Natu Iyam Mahalakshmi Lakshmi Harupa Tasya Mula Tvat? She is not a form of Mahalakshmi Tasya Mula Tvat, because Mahalakshmi, it was mentioned
last. You have two pronouns here, Iyam and Tasya.
Yeah.
So maybe. The Iyam is the one who's close, and the Tasya is the one that's more distant.
Yeah.
So the first one we're talking about is the Shri,
yeah.
The spiritual Shri. Spiritual Shri is not Mahalakshmi, because Mahalakshmi is the Mula Shakti. So that's spiritual Mahalakshmi. Yeah. I think I'm making a mistake in the commentary to say that the material reflection is Mahalakshmi. You see, in the commentary I say that the original Lakshmi doesn't share any of the imperfections of her material reflection, Mahalakshmi. I think I got it wrong there. That Mahalakshmi, because I originally had the translation wrong.
But anyway.
Lakshmi, the spiritual one. I think Mahalakshmi is actually the spiritual energy. And I'm wrong to use that term in the commentary. I can fix it just by not calling her Mahalakshmi here in the commentary. I was confused previously. Which one is Mahalakshmi? I think now that Mahalakshmi is the spiritual energy, the original spiritual energy, and the material energy is not called Mahalakshmi here. But I think so, but I but we'll see on the rest of our energy whether that's contradicted. Any comments about that? Okay, yes.
I think Brahma Sanghita explains or something like that, that you know, everybody is called the Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, but then Mahalakshmi is the original Lakshmi.
Yes.
So that would be the spiritual energy in that context.
Yeah, normally, in other books, Mahalakshmi usually means the first and original Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. Because there's many Lakshmis, as many Vishnus and as many Lakshmis. And the original one is Mahalakshmi. But I got an idea, I had this idea that Mahalakshmi means the Lakshmi who's in charge of the Mahatattva. You know, the Lakshmi who's connected with the Mahatattva. Just like Mahavishnu is connected with the Mahatattva. So it's, but I don't know where I got that idea from, it's apparently wrong. And therefore, I have to change the commentary, not use the term Mahalakshmi in the commentary. I think, but let's see what comes up in the next couple of paragraphs. Yes. This is just a question over the use of terms. What do we mean by Mahalakshmi here? Yes.
Puji, this understanding of Shri,
is one particular aspect of the Lord's spiritual energy. Yeah.
Yeah. So in, I think there's few Bhagavatam verses quoted saying that Krishna neglecting Shri, which refers to not the spiritual aspect of Shri, but the material aspect of Shri.
Well, we're being told now it really means that he's neglecting his material life.
Yeah, but this is, I don't know, this is known to general ISKCON devotees or even in Bhagavatam.
No, it isn't. And even it may not even be pointed out in all the commentaries.
Yeah, and even in... I don't know, in those verses...
But how can we understand that the Supreme Lord ignores his goddess of fortune? What kind of relationship is that? That maybe she sued for a divorce? Yeah. If he's actually neglecting her, it doesn't make sense that that's the real fact.
So many verses which we quote, like verses like Lord Mahavishnu is telling that my devotees are more dear to me even than... So on, even Shri and my
even
own
Shri,
self.
Yeah.
So, that Shri is also, which Shri is that also? And plus...
Well, I think there are different opinions about that. Some commentators in some places may say that means the spiritual goddess of fortune. But maybe, and some commentators may say that. Maybe Jiva Goswami himself says it in a different place. But here he's saying, no, the Shri being neglected is the material Lakshmi. I think it can be taken maybe both ways, but we have to be careful. We understand that actually the goddess of fortune, or Lakshmi, has a very intimate relationship with Narayan.
Yeah, yeah.
And we shouldn't, you know, insult her by denying that.
Yeah. So like Mahaprabhu...
And she's one, even though she's not the only devotee, and some devotees may be even greater than her, but she is a devotee, so we have to be careful what we say about her, even though if someone in a prayer says something, we shouldn't take it as an excuse to be insulting to the goddess of fortune.
But in Prabhupada translation, most of the time I think the view refers to goddess of fortune, spiritual potency. The general understanding is like that.
Well, okay.
I mean, I'm saying that if, in case in future if you are telling someone, they may pinpoint that Prabhupada never said these things
well,
like that.
Yes. I think a lot of times Prabhupada doesn't specify which one. We just assume that he means, mm-hmm. you know, the original goddess of fortune. Prabhupada doesn't always take the trouble to distinguish between one god, you know, material and spiritual goddess of fortune. He just says Lakshmi. Mm-hmm. I would, before I made a definite statement about this, I'd like to do some research and see those verses that say such things, what the various commentaries say.
Okay.
I don't want to presume. All we know right now is what Jiva Goswami says here.
Okay. Okay.
But if we look at Jiva Goswami's Karmasandarbha on these same verses, I'd be curious to see whether he takes it the same way or the other way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, that could be done. You give me a list of verses, we can look at the Karmasandarbha.
Okay. Okay.
Sri Krishna. I don't have my glasses on.
Maybe there is another meaning of Mahalakshmi is the in charge of Lakshmi, like Mahamantri, Mahamatya. Mahamantri means the leader of the all ministers.
Yes.
So it could be Mahalakshmi means the leader of Lakshmis. Means
yeah, the chief Lakshmi.
Chief
Lakshmi. The big Lakshmi.
So is Mahalakshmi is completely spiritual or?
It looks like I had it wrong. That's not material Lakshmi, it's spiritual Lakshmi. Mahalakshmi. But I still want to see what Jiva Goswami says further down in this file. He may come back to the term Mahalakshmi and see how he uses it. Yes, Eric.
Munir William says that the word Mahalakshmi can sometimes refer to Durga or Saraswati.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
According to Munir William, the word Mahalakshmi can also refer to Durga, as well as the consort of Narayan and Saraswati.
So there is, sometimes Mahalakshmi does refer to the material Lakshmi, sometimes.
Yeah.
If I was looking for this verse and finally I found it, it's from 11th canto, 14th chapter, 15th verse. Nadathame priyatama atma yonir na shankaraha na cha sankarshano na shrir naivatma cha yadha bhavan. By the Rudava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarshana, the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self is as dear to me as you are.
Okay, and that's the verse. What's the number of the verse?
This is 11, 14, 15.
Hold on a second. Tika 14, 15?
Yeah, 14 chapter, 15th verse.
Okay, let me see if Jiva Goswami says anything about it. 14.
And then in the commentary it said.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm looking at Sri Twain Ashraya Vishesh Asuchanat. Bariatvam Yajya Atma Sri Murti Rati Sakshi. I know, I'm looking at it. He says it's his wife, Bharya. And then also he says, even my own self, and that says it's Sri Murtir, even my own body is not as dear to me. So it looks like he's saying that literally. You know, he means goddess of fortune, but I think he's saying this to, who's he talking to? Yeah, he's trying to tell Uddhava that you're very dear to me. And when he says, even the goddess of fortune is not as dear to me, maybe she isn't, I don't know. Or maybe he's just saying that, you know, to make Uddhava feel good. But Jiva Goswami does not say here that this is the material Lakshmi. He doesn't say that, but he doesn't say it isn't either. Yes.
What about in the famous place when Mahaprabhu talks to Venkata Bhatta, that Mahaprabhu talks to Venkata Bhatta that the Shri is also not allowed in the rasa dance. If that Shri is refers to which Shri? Any?
I think that refers to the spiritual Shri, because she is in the mood of Vaikuntha and because she's not in the mood of Goloka, therefore she cannot enter the rasa dance.
Okay.
Okay, so we can see it's not a cut and dry thing. It's not so easy to say that when the Lord says he is not interested in his own Shri, it doesn't always mean that he's referring to the material energy. Sometimes it might. Jiva Goswami says here that it does. He refers to the material Lakshmi. Not necessarily in all other verses. Because Jiva Goswami himself, in this 11.14.15, said that we're talking about the Lord's wife. Okay, anything else?
Sorry, same verse is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita in that context that, like previously, it was said that Lord Krishna considers his devotees greater than himself. In this connection, the scripture provides an abundance of evidences. And then we have this verse quoted. So, if you mean that Krishna considers devotees even greater to himself, then definitely he can consider them to be greater than Lakshmi.
Yes, but this is feeling. This is not scientific fact. This is not tattva, but bhava. Krishna thinking that his devotee is superior to him doesn't make the devotee actually superior.
And also, I remember one explanation. I don't remember the quotation, but Manana Mahaprabhu, he was explaining that when some particular devotee is going to risk for the sake of the Lord, like Prahlada Maharaj, for example, he was risking trying to preach in the surrounding of demons. So he became so dear to Krishna, much more dear than Lakshmi Devi, who is always with him and who doesn't have to go to this risk for him.
Yes.
So maybe in the same context, when somebody is preaching for the sake of the Lord, he becomes even like, Yedam Pramam Vohyam Advocation Vedashasi.
That's the qualification of the most intimate devotees. They've risked everything. They've risked everything. They've given up, abandoned everything for Krishna's pleasure. And Krishna considers himself their slave because of that. Just like when Sudama came to Dwarka, Krishna made the goddess of fortune fan him. But when he started eating the poha that Sudama came after, what, two bites, he took two mouthfuls and then she stopped him. So, yeah, she still had some control over him. Okay, we'll stop now and continue this tomorrow. Thank you, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.